on with those t-shirts, and were, I told you, I mean, I knew, I was pretty sure that you had more coming, because I didn't think they would do that unless they were completely out of other sizes. But anyway, how many free canisters did you get?
How many what?
Three canisters of,
Eight.
You got eight?
No, wait a minute, was it eight or four? Yeah, I put them in my storage thing because I still am not positive they're mine.
Trust me, they are yours.
Really?
Yeah, I explained that you had people that rolled up into your group that just went ahead and purchased.
Oh, I thought you thought that, but was it sure?
Okay, there's some other information I've got to get from you because I'm going to go in and see if I can't see what is going on.
Yeah.
Somebody else is on the line with us, I'm sure.
Just the bad old guy.
Oh,
I say the good guy.
I assume Nancy's coming in. I didn't hear otherwise.
Betty
has arrived.
Nancy
has arrived.
Good morning. Is somebody on here?
Yes, Nancy.
I heard Monty, Betty, and somebody I didn't catch clearly.
Joanne.
And Star.
And Star.
Yeah. I had to mute it because Denny's watching a Furman book, watching the book. There's videos within the book on the computer.
Has arrived.
That's he's intrigued with. A little different that he learned how to do this morning, so they're sizing the brain here, and they're all very good.
To exercise the brain for Father's Day, Mindy got Marty a puzzle.
That's good.
Leave it to Mindy.
our kids were talking about that. I didn't know that they were so much into puzzles, so what you hear and what you learn and how they've added new things into their life just for family fun as well as what you said, that good both directions. So
I remember we used to do that too. I have a puzzle upstairs of the Mexican calendar, that round calendar that has very intricate pieces. I have a wooden piece of the calendar, and I think when we were in Mexico one time we found a puzzle that still remains in the box. It's a circle one, which probably makes it even more challenging. But
yes.
Maybe someday. I remember, though, when my mother moved here and at the city she was in, there were always people doing puzzles. So it definitely is a healthy thing to be doing.
Well, and they found ones that one is facts about the world, that world history, and every time you have a piece of the puzzle or a little section of it, I don't know which it is anyway, it gives you all kinds of facts. So it's, you know, working from different directions and a learning tool for the kids. And what really amazed me is the daughter that is probably the most game-oriented has the hardest time with puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't enjoy doing puzzles. So,
it's a spatial thing. It's different than a game, I would think. I know that, and this is weird, but like when we were packing the trunk, whether it was for a trip or to take a kid to school or something, that reminded me of doing a puzzle. Because you try to fit pieces in the smallest spaces so that you could use the space maximizing it.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I've thought of that many times and we've been filling the trunk. Anyway, anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
Well, I have a question I could pose real quick, and maybe by the end of the call somebody will have come up with another idea that I haven't thought of. I've got an availability of some...
Has arrived.
I want to use them as an incentive for...
Availability of...
Okay, I've got availability of a surplus of T-shirts that I want to use as an incentive. Maybe two ways. Maybe who has left the most behind in weight, and that was my way of thinking of saying it, just to try and do something a little bit different, not lose it so you find it or donate it or whatever, but just leave behind. If somebody's got better wordage, I'm open. I'll adapt and give you credit for it, of course. But not only that, but also maybe who has started the most people. I want to get it out today because I want it to start from the middle of the month to the middle of the next month instead of from the end to the end. And there shouldn't be any amount of tracking except something that you can just look up and see that you've started new people on it. And I've got something else I want to give for the people that start a person on auto ship, or for a new person that's starting on auto ship. Anyway, that's my two ideas. And if you've got another one on a different way of doing it, I'm open to that too. So, but it's something I need immediately. So maybe we can take 1 minute at the end and collect anybody's ideas on it.
Just a thought that came through my mind a number of years ago, and I don't even remember where I heard this, but instead of, we don't like the idea of losing weight because then we want to find it. I have ingrained in my head, whenever I hear that, I cancel out and say, get rid of it. Because to me, that's final. That's my way of always talking about it.
Yeah, I've heard and I've said the same thing too. Just get rid of it.
Yeah. So anyway.
And everybody else put their thinking caps on as we're working on word. I mean, wordage will come out of what we're saying, so, or what Nancy says even, so.
Well, interestingly, as we were leaving yesterday for an appointment, UPS stopped at our driveway and had a great big box and a smaller box, and I thought, that must be my free vital balance. Never even considered what might be in the other box, and when we went to bring them in the house, I already said, boy, these are heavy. And I thought, that's interesting. Finally opened them last night. I also have the T-shirts.
How many canisters did you get?
Nine?
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I can wallpaper a wall with them or something. I don't know.
So, no, is that T-shirts or canisters of protein? KBB?
I got 9 canisters of the vital balance.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Well, I have 6 people on it now.
Great.
My 3 children and daughter-in-law, plus Marty and me. Marty finally came on board 2 weeks ago.
Good. So have you got it coming in on auto ship now then, or what?
Not yet. Do I need auto ship with all of these canisters?
Yeah. Right.
Not yet.
But you're still, until the end of the year, you're still earning more cans.
I know, but I don't have room to store anymore right now. For another 2 weeks, and I guess Marie and Mindy are both using it once a day, as Marty and I are, so. Well,
and I guess, if I'm understanding it right, even on auto ship, you get the extra free can?
As far as I know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But you have to have 3 in a month. Apparently you can't spread it out like we did before.
Right. So you have to order 3 at a time instead of 1 at a time. But I've listened to the, I'm in the group that's going through the 6 Figures in 6 Months, and on there, they're actually just starting people on 3 canisters. And I thought, wow, that's cool. I mean, I guess I didn't even think that much about it. I just, said, well, here, I'll supply you with one. You can replace it. I've still got a couple of those hanging out, too. So,
I did that initially, too, which was a mistake, obviously, but then I really didn't get credit for it. As far as 4 different ones.
It didn't spill out to 3 full ones, is what
assign one to somebody from your stash rather than having them buy one. It's, you know, you have to refill your stash to get that credit, so.
Well, no, it can be ordered on, it can be under,
has arrived.
Or the old person. I mean, not, now it can be ordered under any person. It doesn't matter whether they're new, old, or indifferent.
Uh-huh.
So it still counts as long as you get three.
Yeah, right.
In the month, yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
But last time you don't. So anyway, anybody have any other questions or thoughts? I have a question.
I have one quick question. Char was just talking about the phone calls on six figures for in 6 months. And I know Vance is having some of those Saturday morning and Sunday evening. But what phone
right.
number?
Same one.
On that.
It's the same one, yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay. It's his Saturday a.m. live one.
Right. You can just stay on the line for the next call. Your time is pretty good. Our time is early. But that's okay. I'm doing both of them, so. Except when something interferes with the one or the other. But anyway, it's a quick read. It's like this next one is the last one, so. And they're recorded, I believe. I'm sure they're recorded on Steve's site.
Oh. Okay. That's good to know. Thank you.
Cindy has signed up for a, and I've seen this advertised over the past maybe 2 years, and I debated but didn't do it. But she signed up where she gets every week a packet of vegetables, locally grown, generally, and you can get different sizes. She personally at least opted for the smallest. And I'm becoming the beneficiary of what she doesn't want. Surprise, surprise. Which seems to be probably more than what she's keeping. This week she got collard greens, garlic scapes, they call it. Which is the thing when you grow garlic that comes up and where they kind of flower and then the seeds are. So they cut it off and this is what they're giving her. Which, I mean, it's just like using the top greens from the garlic anyway that I've done too. Anyway, and mustard greens, which I never like because they're really strong. And also kohlrabi. What do you do with that? Anybody suggestions?
Peel it and eat it raw.
You can eat it raw?
Yeah.
It's delicious. That's wonderful with a dip. Or
the bulb? Is that what you
eat? Yeah, the bulb.
I could like cut
peel
it with this.
Peel it and slice it.
Cut it into a salad?
Sure. You can cut it into a salad, but I use it for a dip too.
Has arrived.
With the wonderful dressings right now that we've got from Furman, the quickies, using it as a dip is, really easy with any of your leftover dressings.
Okay. Now, the collards generally are not raw unless you're putting it into a smoothie, right?
I did the collards 10 seconds per side, in a fry pan, just to steam it, and then rolled them used them as a wrap.
Oh, okay.
And even left the spine in. They look like a long cigar, and the best way is to slice them in half-inch rounds, Ben.
Okay.
Because then you don't, it makes a very chewy green, but they're wonderful. And there's a great, where did I get the recipe? I'll have to go looking. I can't remember where I got the recipe, but I did it, and it's on my easel here. Danny, I want you to take this with you. Hold it. And so anyway, it's another way. The way I love the collards is in with rice.
With rice?
You're doing white. If you cut them in, take the spine out, that big middle, and then just stack them up on a stack. Cut them in about 3/4 inch squares, just down through the whole stack. Throw them in if you're doing white rice. I love the flavor of the white rice with it, the Asian white rice, Kelrose, that's got some food value. 20 minutes and the whole pot's done. Put them both in at the same time. I put a teaspoon, rounded teaspoon of coconut oil in with it and a few red pepper flakes. Not to make it spicy, just to give it flavor. And I put a tiny bit of salt, sometimes the real salt. Sometimes I don't use any. And then I've also added turmeric with it because it makes it look really bright color, and you don't really change the flavor of it. That is wonderful, and I just use that in place of regular rice if I'm making a stir fry or whatever. And if you use brown rice, I start it and I do it for 20 minutes and then add the collards to it.
At the end, towards the end, sort of. Okay. Thank you.
Char.
Yes.
I have to have a quick question. I made a huge pot of that vegetable broth to do that diet cleanse. And,
yes.
And you have to add potatoes. Well, I made a mistake, and when I did the potatoes, I left the skin on, and it tastes like I boiled dirty socks. So how do I get rid of that flavor?
Put some herbs in with it, whatever you've got that sounds good. I've left the potato peels on too, but that doesn't bother me any.
Oh man, I love eating potato skins, but it really does taste like.
Did you cut them into pretty small pieces?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, it must have just been the variety of potato or something, because I never had any problem with them.
Okay.
Try it again.
I gotta hide that flavor because it's oily.
Yeah, it's just put some herbs in and fresh or dried, either one is, will help change it. You can eat all the herbs you want in the world, I've never seen anything negative. I guess you could get carried away on too many, but it's probably not likely.
Anything you can do to mustard greens to get the tang to calm down?
What did I use them in? There's different varieties. Some are very mild.
The baby one, probably more.
Actually, it was just a different variety. It was something that looked real, real fine leaves instead of being, sizable leaves. These were just tiny, tiny, thin leaves that looked almost like they came off a bamboo or fern or something. So watch the different varieties because you'll be amazed at the differences that you have with it. Let's see. Use the computer and go, you can even put in less spicy. Put vegan, less spicy mustard green recipes and see what they give you. I've not done that one, but that I'm sure would come up with some that to cut the spice. Or, the fewer words that you can put in the title to get the job done, and you'll end up with two or three ideas. I'm sure you'll find something in there that comes out really good.
Okay, thank you. That's all my questions. Anybody have any more before we go on?
Well, I said something yesterday morning when just Betty and Elaine were on, and then I didn't ask later. This last container of Vital Balance I've gotten, for some reason, seems to have some white stuff in there that doesn't dissolve. I end up with little chunky white chunks after I'm done in the glass.
I've had that also, and what I think that is are you using cold water or just cool water?
Just tap water, yeah. I mean,
yeah, okay. Well, if it's cold, I think that is the coconut oil. I'm sure it is. I'm trying to remember.
Call and ask, but I hadn't done it yet.
Do you see the white chunks in the powder or just after you've mixed it?
No, actually, last evening I just kind of ran the scoop back and forth through it, and there are little chunks in there.
Huh.
And what's the size of the chunks you're talking about?
What?
What is the size you're talking about?
Very tiny, just large granules or large,
maybe a 16th of an inch is what mine were in the bottom of my cup even.
Yeah.
But I'm using cold water. I'm trying to see if, I thought there was medium chain. See, what is the medium chain triglyceride? Oh, that, it's not coconut oil, is it? It's red palm oil.
Correct.
Right? That would do the same thing. That, if it's not real fine, that's gonna come out the same way. And I tasted it, and that's what it tasted like, was like a coconut oil. Or red palm oil, seed oil. So I'm sure there's nothing wrong with it.
I had been mixing fiber and some chia seeds and stuff with it, and then everybody drink it straight, and that's when I started noticing it, so.
Yeah. See, he really alludes to that on there, you know, to not put anything in there with it because it's going to interfere with the results, the best being the best results of in the most direct way for, like, the brain, the metals, or whatever. He does a great explanation. I've gone through that DVD, I don't know how, or CD, I don't know how many times listening to it. It takes me a while to really cover all the points.
It also on Vance's call Saturday about all the other things that most people put in it that he recommends we don't for the first shake.
Yeah.
I just find out even that when if I shake it up as I'm drinking it, I'm able to get it so that I can drink it.
Well, if I use a straw, I probably don't notice it as much because I'm probably getting that out as I drink it, whether or as I don't. So if I just drink it, then it stays in the bottom. So.
Just shake it up as you're drinking then.
Okay.
I
loved his extra info on what foods to put into your plan and how careful to be about what you're choosing and what you don't want in there. But he also did a great dissertation on Diet Pop and what takes place with Diet Pop. And that was very timely because our son had just asked me to talk to somebody about that.
Hmm.
That was told by their doctor they needed to incorporate Diet Pop into their diet.
Oh, my God.
What?
Call him the MD, or they call him
MD. MD told them that they needed to incorporate Diet Pop instead of Sugar Pop. That was his great recommendation. And I said, you know, they don't study that stuff. We forget. We think it should be common knowledge because we hear it everywhere because we're listening for it. We're going through that kind of information. You know, they're oblivious to it, many of them, still.
Before Jamie and Dixie left for their trip to Asia, I don't remember what I gave them each a water bottle to take, and I don't remember what came up about having to, you know, do the water there. And I finally said to Dixie before they left, I said, you guys aren't thinking of not drinking water and just drinking. Oh, she said that you can drink soda over there without having to filter it or anything. That's what it was. And I said, you aren't thinking of just drinking soda while you're gone, are you? She said, oh, no. I said, okay.
Please.
God, I can't imagine the idea of not drinking water. But
that's
anyway.
That statement about drinking soda without having to filter it. I mean, you are filtering it through your body, so there you go.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Go ahead.
I have a quick question on another subject. What do you use for somebody who is having nerve discomfort?
Like neuropathy?
Power Mag?
Okay.
Are you talking about neuropathy kind of stuff, Elaine?
No, it's kind of in the side, the back of his head, the side of his neck, and he's also talking about having a burning sensation in his mouth, so I don't know what's going on.
You know, one of the ones that pops into my mind that was way back when the pillow, the gal would run for the pillow and put her head down on the pillow, and incredible results, but I would still use the Parmeg and the chips. I was going through Dennis's demonstration on the chips. That's on. You get into YouTube. Hey guys, don't miss these. Once you type in Roger Drummer and you watch or listen to his, it's just listening. He's got those pictures up. They have put so many clips in there to go into and just hear. And they're all in a whole grouping of Nican. One, Dr. Buse is on there. It is got to be one of the most powerful sessions I've ever heard in my life. He tells his story. He tells what's happened to his patients. He gives examples. and the information, and there's no way I'll ever regurgitate any of that except to say what I just said. You know, go watch it and or listen to it. Dr. Bewes, B-E-W-S, I think. Vance has interviewed him on the call, too. So there's just a ton of stuff in there under YouTube. But start with Roger Drummer, and then everything will pull up after that. And, you know, if you don't want to listen to the whole thing, you just click it out and go to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the one on autism is in there. And some of them are only 4 or 5 minutes. There's a couple in there that are sessions, workshop sessions. If the information's old, I wouldn't suggest that. Yeah, I mean, you'll see that when you get in there. Not that some of it isn't good, but there's so much that's outdated product that I wouldn't spend my time on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the longer ones, they're like 1 hour sessions.
I wonder if a necklace would help this person of Elaine's.
Mm.
Could very well be, yeah.
Yeah, that's an idea. Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else? Speaking of people's pharmacy, potential downsides in eating in a hurry. To eating in a hurry. I don't know if any of you are in that category or have children who might be. I happen to have 2 children who are. In fact, Marty and I were talking the other night. Did they eat like this as young children? We don't remember that they did, but boy. Anyway, other than increasing the risk of choking, is eating fast bad for you? The risks of simple indigestion and gastroesophageal reflux disease are frequently cited as reasons to follow your mother's advice and enjoy a leisurely meal. There's also some evidence linking speedy eating to disruption of chemical signals of fullness, leading to overconsumption and obesity. Well, that makes sense because it takes 20 minutes so your body even knows that you've eaten. They did it in 2003. 20 healthy adults had their GERD levels tested after both 5-minute and 30-minute meals of a chicken burger, French fries, and a 16-ounce carbonated beverage. The participants had 10 reflux episodes when they ate slowly and 14 when they ate quickly. 2008 study examined the feeling of fullness in 30 healthy women when they ate fast and slow meals. The fast meals resulted in higher caloric intake, but less satisfaction. The faster they reported eating, the higher the reported BMI, body mass index, and the greater the increase since the age of 20. Interesting.
Very.
Have you guys noticed that periodically the Dirty Dozen and the Clean seems to shift around a little bit? Although
yes.
Some of them definitely say, I downloaded this in March, and I'm just going to quickly go through the Dirty Dozen, and I assume that they're probably in some kind of an order, so I'll read them from number 1 down through 12. Apples, celery, sweet bell peppers, peaches, strawberries, nectarines. Amazing the difference in taste in an organic strawberry and a not organic. Grapes,
yes.
Spinach, lettuce. Cucumbers, blueberries, domestic, and potatoes. The nectarines, interestingly, they said imported. Does that mean that the locally grown or ones grown in the U.S. are not on the Dirty Dozen?
Not as bad. Yeah,
I'm
not as bad.
Not as bad
if they're locally grown. If they put in that they're imported ones, that means they're the worst.
And now peaches don't say either or imported or domestic. They just say peaches, so... I did buy organic peaches the other day, and they definitely taste better. The clean ones, and interestingly, onion, sweet corn is number 2, even though we heard recently that all the corn is probably GMO because of Monsanto, so I don't know. Pineapples, avocado, cabbage, sweet peas, asparagus, mango, eggplant, kiwi, cantaloupe, domestic, sweet potatoes, grapefruit, watermelon, and mushrooms. I had heard... Oh, maybe 9 months ago, a year ago, that all potatoes should be organic. So here they have sweet potatoes listed as a clean.
I think sweet potatoes weren't in the regular potato category, which is why. I think they were talking separately about that.
Oh, not sure. Then I downloaded top 10 foods for better health. It says, you know what they say, you are what you eat.
Has left the conference.
It turns out there's some things you can eat that impact your health and well-being in especially powerful ways, which, of course, we know. And superfoods, and I've come to the conclusion, because I think I've finally heard it, too, there really is no one superfood. But they can actually be used as preventive medicine, again, going back to using food as your medicine. So number one they have is broccoli, cruciferous vegetables, powerful green contains compounds that can turn off carcinogens, which means it may have potential to prevent cancer. I don't know whether watermelon's not on this list, but I just heard or read something that watermelon, besides the lycopene that's in the red, the rind has something in it, and I forget what it was called. It wasn't anything that we're familiar with. That helps open and maintain openness of the arteries and, you know, the blood vessels. So,
What was that you referred to?
The rind of the watermelon has something in it that keeps the vessels, your blood vessels open.
So that was number two on the list, was watermelon?
It's an aside. This is watermelon, something I heard recently, and maybe it was on Oz, I don't remember where I heard it, but definitely a good source, but it's not just the lycopene from the red of the watermelon, but I'm going to start cutting down into the rind a little bit when I cut watermelon. You know, it's certainly not as tasty as the red, but it definitely helps with the maintaining of open blood vessels. So,
I've seen recipes that use the rind also.
You can pickle them or whatever.
I can't remember other than relishes, but which usually would take a lot of sugar, but I'm sure there's others, so just another thought to Google.
For those of us who do not have a compost pile, which is I guess you could throw your watermelon on, last summer I tried to cut a watermelon up the night before our garbage goes out because it's just too much to put in the garbage disposal, and my daughter-in-law told me last summer, they'll cut it up and then she'll put it in a bag. She puts it in the freezer until garbage day. So for those of you who don't want to put a watermelon in your garbage can for a week to have it drip all over the garage or wherever you keep it, putting it in the freezer is a really good idea. At least I found. So it's another hint. Anyway,
as long as you've got room in your freezer.
I do right now. Top 10 foods. Number two was avocado. One of the few plant foods that provide a complete source of protein. They're also rich in omega-3 fatty acids, the healthy fats that protect the heart. They're a rich source of very powerful antioxidants known as carotenoids as well. Our favorite, garlic. Long known to kill, for its ability to kill bacteria, its healing powers are due mostly to the sulfur compounds it contains. It lowers cholesterol, keeps arteries free of clots, which is what this watermelon is doing. Excellent source of disease-fighting antioxidants. Blueberries. Potent antioxidants, flavonoids, anthocyanin, gives blueberries the color, 50 times the antioxidant power of vitamin C and E. Eating blueberries regularly helps lower your blood pressure, raise good levels of cholesterol, and prevents nerve damage. Sweet potatoes, single serving of sweet potato, 8 times the recommended daily allowance of beta-carotene, precursor to vitamin A that may help fight cancer and boost the immune. Spinach. Rich in both vitamins and minerals, antioxidant vitamins, as well as manganese, zinc, selenium, calcium, and iron. Other disease-fighting chemicals in spinach include chlorophyll, polyphenols, and omega-3 fatty acids. I didn't know that in spinach. Nutrients in spinach help fight heart disease, cancer, and bone degeneration. Beans provide protein and fiber, important source of minerals such as magnesium and potassium, as well as B vitamin, folic acid. Eating a serving of beans a day is associated with lower rates of heart disease and may also lower a woman's breast cancer risk. Yogurt is rich in calcium and protein, friendly bacteria, probiotics. All of a sudden we're hearing a lot about probiotics. They're organisms that help keep the digestive system functioning well. Healthy gut means a healthy body, since the digestive system's job is to process nutrients from food and rid the body of toxins. Recently heard that 70% of your health is your immune system is in your gut. Walnuts are a great source of heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids, also a good source of protein and fiber. People who routinely eat walnuts tend to have better cholesterol levels. And the final one is salmon, among another source of omega-3 fats and protein, superfoods that can help fight heart and other diseases. This list is not conclusive, and many other nutritious food choices could have been named here. However, they are all nutritional stars and consistently make nutritionists top 10 lists, especially when fresh and organic varieties are chosen. So,
the only one I want to comment on, Nancy, is the spinach, and this comes from Naidu as well as several other sources. Yes, it does have calcium, but there is also within the spinach an acid. I can't think of the name, oxalic, but anyway, oleic acid maybe it was, that interferes with the absorption of the calcium, and not to use it on a very regular basis, like, you know, several times a week, if you've got a bone issue. And I'm sure that also helped me because I was eating a whole lot less once I found out, and that I'm sure probably helped contribute to my bone density improvement because I loved spinach and I was eating a ton of it before. So I would cut back on that one. That, you know, it's rich in calcium, but it's also the acid.
Also for people that have a kidney stone, spinach is not good.
Ah.
Good point. Thank you. I'd forgotten that one. I'd heard it, but forgotten it.
So that's for kidney stones, not just kidney problems.
Yeah, kidney stones, I don't know about the kidney, though.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Anybody have any final thoughts? We went over, and I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize it was 25 up already. Final thoughts, questions? Well, have a good day, everybody, and thanks for the participation this morning.
And thank you, Nancy. I love the list.
They, you know, bring things to the fore for, you know, that we kind of forget about sometimes. So it's good to remember them once
in a while. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.